This is Tim Evans, and you're listening to Mind Over Money, presented by Waymaker. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Today, we're going to be talking again about our mindset when it comes to finances. And the great thing about our mindset is it's something that we all have control over, something we can all choose and invest into and build up. And today, we're going to be talking about a mindset that can help you make really millions. And I'm talking about us as Australians living in this amazing country. And no matter what you hear on the news, the future of Australia is good and you have so many opportunities. So jump in with us today as we discuss this topic. Hey, Archie.
G'day, Tim. It's great to be together.
Yeah, it is good. And yeah, today we had a tantalizing intro there, but do you want to tee us up about what we're going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about the investing mindset today. The reason we want to talk about that is when we say investing, it conjures up all sorts of ideas and pictures for people. So if I say to you, what's investing mean to you, Tim? You can come back with what sort of things you picture straight away.
Yeah, I think crypto, hacking the system, insider knowledge, following my favorite influencer that gives me the little tip that no one else knows about, and, you know, 10xing.
Yeah. Yeah. For other people, it'll be property. When they hear the word investing, think about property. Other people think about saving and just, you know, what they've got in the bank as investing. So there's all these different pictures that we see. And, you know, the news and the media don't really help because they come up with all sorts of weird stuff. And, you know, I was just watching the news there recently, and when I was over at one of my family's places, and I really noticed how they gave us the finance report, and it was just all about what went down, and it was so limited. And I went, that's not a finance report. that's just a bit of scaremongering. It was a
negativity report.
Yeah. it's like what's up and what's down today. Well, that's absolutely useless when it comes to actual investing. And that's the sort of stuff that's creating our mindsets, depending on what we're hearing and what we're listening to. And like you said there before, who we're listening to. So, you know, who's the influencer that's, you know, affecting our thinking and our mindsets there. And we all have influences.
Yep, that's a really good point. I think what we're trying to get on is you can just be listening to things in the background, but it is creating how we see things. And it's important to actually think about who we're listening to and where we're getting our information, because it does create the way that we see the world or see our financial world.
So if we want to define investing, it's that we take a set amount of money from our income on a regular basis and we contribute that money to purchasing financial assets. And the key there is, you know, we've got to purchase financial assets. That's the key to investing there.
Right. Would you say the goal of investing then is outcomes?
Yeah. Yeah. The thing about investing is it takes a plan and deliberate action because the key outcomes come from that plan. And the key outcomes are millions of dollars in income that's going to return to you. And that can mean, you know, that you're going to be able to do trips overseas with the family, or it could mean that you're going to be able to replace your cars without having to take out a car loan or a home loan. It means being free of a home loan. You know, there's so many things that it means. It means working a job that you really love, which might only pay $50,000 a year, but you have other income coming in. So that you don't have to, you know, try and get a $100,000 job. So you got to look at what's the outcome that you want to achieve. What's your values? What's your desires? Where do you want to be in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, 30 years' time?
So is this really possible? Because I see ads all the time, a lot of get rich quick schemes, or you join this online thing and you sell a few shirts and you're going to be able to work 2 hours a day. And I always take that with a grain of salt. And I'm like, okay, that's... but I guess what we're talking about is not necessarily that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Look, the classic is it's not about now. You know, when we talk investing, it's not about now. It's about the future. And I remember seeing those ads coming up on the computer all the time about, you know, you can have this investment now and create all this money. And what it was a scam. And it was such a good scam. I saw the FBI footage on how good that scam was and how much money they were extracting out of people. And they were doing it within a couple of weeks. They'd extract $50,000, $100,000, wow. Whatever savings people had, they would extract it out of them within, you know, 2 weeks to 3 months. And that's where we really get caught is if we focus on the now and going, oh, yeah, I'm going to create all this money now or this income now, that's not investing. It's either a scam or it's gambling.
So, you're right. You know, I guess that's like buy now, pay later. That's literally the opposite of investing.
Yeah.
If you get it all now, that means you got to have to pay for it at some point.
Yeah.
So I guess what we're saying is pay for it now and invest and sow into later.
Yeah.
So what's... Maybe along that line, what's the opposite? I think that always helps me just bring a bit of clarity. What's kind of maybe in competition with the investing mindset?
Yeah, we'd have to say that most of us have a spending mindset. And that means that as the money's coming in, whether it's from our job or from Centrelink or wherever it's coming from, as that money's coming in, our mind is just spending it. It's already working out, you know, that I'm going to go on that holiday, I'm going to buy that car, I'm going to, you know, go do the grocery shopping, whatever it is, you know, go buy that dress. For boys, you know, it's go to Bunnings and buy the mower or whatever. but it's a spending mindset. So we don't see that. We're only seeing what we can do, you know, to spend that money as it comes in. And for some people, you know, they're going to actually save some of that money. But even that is only to spend it again. So they might be saving up for a holiday or you know, saving up to buy a piece of furniture or something, but then just spend it again. So we do have a spending mindset.
Either way, if you're spending or you're saving, you're not investing.
Yeah.
Well, you might be investing in a new couch, but I guess what we're talking about
the couch is not a financial asset that's going to give you any money back.
Yes.
Unless it's an antique, and then it's a gamble as to whether it's going to be worth anything in the future.
So I think that's really clear. There's something human about spending.
Yeah. And look, the other thing that people say is I'm investing in my business or I'm investing in myself. We hear a lot of that as well. And the problem I've seen over the years when people say I'm investing in my business is you can put a lot of money back into your business and get to the end of 15 years or 40 years and have absolutely nothing. And it can be a real trap that you think you're actually building something, but that something can disappear overnight. And so it was a saleable business 10 years ago, you know, 5 years later, it's not saleable. And so you lose whatever you've put into it. And that is really common.
Yeah.
And then we talk about investing in ourselves. And so we've got all these courses and, you know, university things that we can do. And quite often all we're doing is building a debt and not actually creating anything out of that as far as income goes or future income goes. And that can be a real trap as well.
Yeah, I think sometimes just like moving feels really good. It feels like you're doing something if you're busy doing things all the time. But that's not necessarily investing either because it's just motion for the sake of motion, and you haven't really achieved anything that moves you forward. And I guess what we're talking about in investing is something that will put you in a better place tomorrow than you were today.
And look, the other common thought that comes up quite often is, you know, I'm investing in my home. So my home's my investment. I often hear that one. And the thing about the home is it's not there to generate money. So therefore, it's not an investment. It's not a financial asset. It's somewhere to live. And it's actually costing you money because you got to pay maintenance, you got to pay rates, you got to pay, you know, you got to pay to live there. And, you know, for some people, they can spend a huge amount of money on their house, which they'll never get back. You know, you could be spending 20, 30 grand a year on your house easily, you know, doing this, doing that, and saying, oh, I'm investing in my house. But you're never going to get that money back. It's never going to generate income for you. And so that's another trap that we get caught by, thinking that we're investing. So investing is not spending. It's not putting money into your business. It's not, you know, education. It's none of those things. Yeah. And it's not your home. Your home can put you in a better financial position, you know, if you can remove paying for a loan and if you can remove paying for rent, it can free up a lot of money that you can spend, but it's not an investment. Yeah.
I think we all know the saying, you know, you don't put all your eggs in one basket, yet we often put all our eggs in one basket, like whether that's real estate. And I think diversifying is so important when it comes to investments.
Yeah.
I think we know it mentally. But just having the idea, okay, there's, you know, you have different baskets and that really protects you as well over long term, because things will go wrong.
Yep. Yeah. So if we look at the Australian economy is built on businesses. So without businesses, there is no economy, because the government can't generate money as much as they probably think they can, but they can't. And it's businesses who pay people, you know, wages, who pay tax, and it's the tax that pays for the government to operate and employ people. So we're relying on businesses in Australia. And, you know, if our wages and everything in our economy is coming from businesses, even the property market is relying on businesses, because if we didn't get the wages, we wouldn't be able to have the property market that we have. So in our economy, everything's relying on businesses. And so when we start to talk about what to invest in, there's only one thing to actually invest in, and that's businesses. And to invest in businesses, you've got two choices. One is to own a share in the business, or the other one is to lend money to the business. And so when you put your money in the bank as savings, the bank is actually lending that money out. So you're actually lending money either to businesses or to, you know, people to buy a home. And so when you lend money, you're the last person to get paid, and you're the last person to ever make any money. But when you invest in owning shares in the business, that's a financial asset. So that's what we're describing as a financial asset. That financial asset is able to then generate money. So the business is there to generate profit. The business is there to grow. So that's actually what we talk about when we talk about investing, is investing in those financial assets that are real. And when we look at Australia and overseas, you know, Europe, America, Asia, it's all about businesses. Take away the businesses and we really haven't got anything.
Yeah, so you're not just investing in numbers on a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
There's people, talent, ideas and hard work that you sewing into, and that's why it's always good to seek advice, because there's professionals who look at these things and understand how businesses work and can give good advice, saying, okay, businesses have great potential and maybe these don't.
Which leads us to that word of trading. So often when we talk investing, another thing that comes up for us, for people, is trading. Oh yeah, I'm trading shares and I'm making all this money. That's not investing, that's trading. Or buying gold, you know, or precious metals, or that's just trading again. It's not investing. So yeah, I think we've fairly well nutted that out now, as to what's investing and what's not investing.
Yeah, great. No, that was really helpful. Well, let's have a quick break, and then when we come back, we can maybe just talk about some examples and just the idea of how to adopt this mindset into our finances. We'll see you after the break.
Hey, it's Lachlan. Hope you're enjoying today's discussion. I know I am. I have a favor to ask. We've only got about a dozen episodes left before the end of the year, when we wrap up this season 2 of the podcast. And we've got one more episode for Q&A lined up. So we'd love to know what your money questions are and hear from you if there's any other topics you'd like us to cover on the show before the end of the year. So please send in your feedback. You can do so via social media, or you can click the link in the show notes and leave us a message using the form. Okay, thanks.
So Archie, what's the $1 million mindset we need to adopt in order to really move ahead in our finances?
Yes. So one way to think about investing to help us understand this whole concept is, what if we replaced the car loan repayments, with putting that money into investments, into financial assets, and those financial assets grow and give us a return over time? What would that look like? If we look at that over time, so your car repayments might be, say, $800 a month. Well, if we started investing that $800 a month instead of actually paying a car loan, within 7 years, we would have enough money to pay for the car outright, like actually buy the car from the investment money, and still have an investment which we can still keep paying into, and that investment would keep growing, and buy the next car 7 years down the track, and then buy the next car another 7 years down the track. And then after we get 30, 40 years down the track, we've not only been buying our cars out of that investment, we've also built that up to something like $800,000 to $1 million. And now that $1 million, if we got $1 million there, that $1 million can then go on and produce another $3 million in income over the rest of our life. So, So if we just replace that car loan, so just an easy concept, if we replace that car loan with investing and have an investing mindset about how we pay for our cars, then we can generate millions of dollars of income. Whereas if we keep doing the car loan, after we pay the first car out, we'll just go do another car loan, do another car, and then we'll go do another car loan and another car. And it just, the cycle just keeps on going. And we get 30, 40 years down the track and we have nothing. except a worn out car.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's such a great tangible example of something we can all do. And it does require a little bit of sacrifice for the here now. You know, it's the pay now, buy later.
And we can do the same with our home loan. If we really decide to get in and pay off our home loan in 7 years, we can free up so much money, but we can also start investing at the same time, exactly like what we were just discussing with the car there. And so we can pay off our home and invest at the same time. That one can actually generate about $6 million in income for us over our lifetime.
Yeah.
And put a whole heap of extra money in our pocket after we pay out that home loan.
Yeah.
And so put more money in our pocket that we can spend. So we're not saying we're going to, you know, totally change from having a spending mindset to just being investing. We've still got a spending mindset. We've still got to live and pay for stuff. But this is all about how do we put ourselves in a position where we get 7 years down the track and we're in so much of a better position where we actually have more money to spend, not less money.
We touched on it at the top of the podcast, but because we live in Australia, if you're listening to this, you're in the top percentile of income.
Yes.
We can spend and invest. You can take care of all your needs as well as invest in your future. And most of the world does not have that luxury, and they need to spend to survive, and they're living week to week. And if they get sick, it's the end. But we have the opportunity to do both and live comfortably as well as build something for the future.
Yeah. We have a really good government, really good structures and systems that protect people. And yes, you see the negative reports on TV, but usually because they're not doing what we just talked about. They're usually doing something where they're trading, they don't understand what they're doing, or they're pulled into a scam. So it's really important that we get quality advice. And that's the reason why, you know, in Australia, we have the systems that we have. So, you know, so we have qualified advisors, we have qualified accountants, we have qualified lawyers, we have, you know, all the systems and structures are there to protect people so that they can do exactly what we just talked about and invest with confidence and see really great results. Like truly, we just have such a good system. So to wrap it up today, the investment mindset is a mindset that enables you to start contributing money into financial assets and building up financial assets over time. It's that mindset that enables you to have millions more in income over your lifetime and enables you to actually spend more. So it's not taking us away from our goals. It's actually helping us to achieve our goals and the things that are most important to us. So if family is important to us, this will help us with our family. If it's being able to grow our business or go on overseas holidays, this will actually help us do all that. And it doesn't actually take away. It's something that's actually contributing. And the biggest thing is you got to start. Every year that goes past, you're actually missing out. So the big thing is, yeah, get started.
Yeah, that's great. Great. I love that you can just start with a little bit, take step by step. Yeah, seek out some good advice and you can start building towards that future that you dream of.
Mm. I think I might be over my troubles. Since you
came around. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not financial advice. You can head to waymakerpodcast.com.au if you want to connect with one of our trusted wealth partners, such as a financial advisor, accountant, mortgage broker, or a buyer's advocate. They can help you get the right advice that's tailored for your personal situations.